Brad Parscale is a San Antonio businessman who now runs President Trump's re-election campaign. He sold his web marketing firm 2 years ago to an obscure penny stock company called Cloud Commerce. Parscale joined its board of directors. He resigned from the board this month. The company's stock has lost 90% of its value, yet Cloud Commerce was just featured on Deloitte's Fast 500, highlighting some of the fastest-growing tech companies in the U.S. Financial columnist Michael Taylor has followed this company and its connection to Parscale. He spoke with TPR's Paul Flav.
So, first question, were you surprised to see Cloud Commerce on this list highlighting its success?
Very surprised. I don't consider anything that I've seen financially about the company to be any normal definition of success. They've never made money under the current ownership group, which took over in around 2012, a few years before Parscale joined them.
And you wrote about how they kept themselves afloat through that period was by taking out loans from one of their employees.
So their CFO, Greg Boden, owns a company which has been, from what we can tell from public filings, keeping the company alive, essentially by lending money to the company, almost on a monthly basis, which in the numbers that they're borrowing are small, $50,000 at a time, $40,000 at a time, $60,000 at a time. It's a weird pattern that indicates they really don't have enough money.
So the gist of your November columns was essentially that, as with a lot of things around Brad Parscale, Cloud Commerce, things are not often what they appear. Can you elaborate on how Brad Parscale, Trump 2020 campaign manager and former San Antonio resident and company owner, got involved with Cloud Commerce and what that deal looked like?
Parscale sold his design and web company that he co-owned in San Antonio to Cloud Commerce. Prior to August 2017, nobody ever heard of Cloud Commerce. It was an extremely obscure penny stock company. It turned out to have had a messy history involving somebody who was barred from being involved in public companies for fraud. And then the current CEO himself had declared bankruptcy and had been accused of fraud by previous investors. When Parscale got involved, the first strange thing was he said, "I just sold my company for $10 million. But the way in which he was bought out for $10 million was essentially a piece of paper giving him future rights to own something which had questionable value. And another promise for $1 million in cash, which is essentially never paid, but essentially no cash went into Parscale's pocket, as far as we can tell from public filings.
So why would he make this deal to begin with?
That, to me, is a great mystery. You start with the core of the mystery is claiming that by owning this company, he got something worth $9 million. The only way you actually make money owning a company is if the company makes money, but they've never made money. The next big, what I would call a red flag, and others have said that before me, is when you become involved in a very obscure penny stock company, the usual financial use for this type of company is what we would call in Wall Street a pump and dump scheme, where you buy it for pennies or fractions of pennies on the dollar. You try to generate PR and news and excitement that gets unsophisticated investors to buy it. And then the insiders sell to the unsophisticated investors. The weird thing about Parscale aligning himself with a company that has that profile is that the day after the sale or the week of the sale, he himself began to pump up the value of his stock on Twitter saying, "Wow, my company is up 400% this week following my sale." And that meant that the price of his stock went from one penny to four pennies in the course of a week. It has the look and feel of a scam. Since then, the value is down to 10% of its value just 4 months ago. So it's not worth one penny now. It's worth between 1/10 and 1/20 of a penny.
What do we know now? What's going on with the company with regards to its relationship with Brad Parscale?
Right. So December 10th, there was a public filing that said he and another board member had resigned as of December 10th, and a new board member joined the board. I'm just going to have to speculate because I don't know, and they have not returned my request for conversation, is that the association with Parscale went from being a great opportunity to shine light on their company to being a liability. You know, we don't know which direction the interest in him leaving the board came from. But they were clearly not serving each other's best needs.
A good note to end on, Michael Taylor's the author of The Financial Rules for New College Grads and is a columnist for the San Antonio Express News. Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome.